6. Personality in the universe. Human personality is the time-space image shadow cast by the divine creator personality. And no actuality can ever be adequately comprehended by an examination of its shadow. Shadows should be interpreted in terms of the true substance. God is to science a cause, to philosophy an idea, to religion a person, even the loving Heavenly Father. God is to the scientist a primal force, to the philosopher a hypothesis of unity, to the religionist a living spiritual experience. Man's inadequate concept of the personality of the Universal Father can be improved only by man's spiritual progress in the universe and will become truly adequate only when the pilgrims of time and space finally attain the divine embrace of the living God on paradise. Never lose sight of the antipodal viewpoints of personality as it is conceived by God in man. Man views and comprehends personality, looking from the finite to the infinite. God looks from the infinite to the finite. Man possesses the lowest type of personality, God, the highest, even supreme, ultimate, and absolute. Therefore did the better concepts of the divine personality have patiently to await the appearance of improved ideas of human personality. Especially the enhanced revelation of both human and divine personality in the Urantian bestowal life of Michael, the Creator Son. The propersonal divine spirit which indwells the mortal mind carries, in its very presence, the valid proof of its actual existence. But the concept of the divine personality can be grasped only by the spiritual insight of genuine personal religious experience. Any person, human or divine, may be known and comprehended quite apart from the external reactions or the material presence of that person. Some degree of moral affinity and spiritual harmony is essential to friendship between two persons. A loving personality can hardly reveal himself to a loveless person. Even to approach the knowing of a divine personality, all of man's personality endowments must be wholly consecrated to the effort. Half-hearted, partial devotion will be unavailing. The more completely man understands himself and appreciates the personality values of his fellows, the more he will crave to know the original personality. And the more earnestly such a God, knowing human will strive to become like the original personality. You can argue over opinions about God, but experience with him and in him exists above and beyond all human controversy and mere intellectual logic. The God-knowing man describes his spiritual experiences, not to convince unbelievers, but for the edification and mutual satisfaction of believers. To assume that the universe can be known, that it is intelligible, is to assume that the universe is mind-made and personality managed. Man's mind can only perceive the mind phenomena of other minds, be they human or superhuman. If man's personality can experience the universe, there is a divine mind and an actual personality somewhere concealed in that universe. God is spirit. Spirit personality. Man is also a spirit, potential spirit personality. Jesus of Nazareth attained the full realization of this potential of spirit personality in human experience. Therefore, his life of achieving the Father's will becomes man's most real and ideal revelation of the personality of God. Even though the personality of the Universal Father can be grasped only in actual religious experience, in Jesus' earth life we are inspired by the perfect demonstration of such a realization and revelation of the personality of God in a truly human experience.